Instead of lying curled up warm in bed, waiting for the scent of birthday apple pancakes to reach him, Connor was out in the world way too early, with a creature who didn't want to be with him any more than he wanted to be with it. The dog's name was Bentley. "It's the name of a rich person's car," their mom had said, trying to get some kind of positive response out of Janie. Unlike Connor and Dad, Mom sometimes still had hope.
"I don't care what its name is," Janie yelled before slamming the door.
Or did she yell it after slamming? So many yells. So much slamming. Connor pulled Bentley to the end of their little street. He had to pull. Bentley was afraid of everything, even when, like now, they were the only ones awake on the planet. Bentley would have been happier to just do his business, then head back into the house to his spot in the corner of the kitchen, but Connor kept dragging him. He wanted Bentley to poop among the weeds of the wild area. That way he wouldn't have to pick it up and carry it home in a little bag. He pulled Bentley across the road that went out to the country in one direction and toward the town in the other. Now they were in the undeveloped subdivision. Years ago, someone bulldozed the meadow, dug holes for basements, and put in a paved road. Then they ran out of money. The road still existed. Everything else was weeds. While Bentley squatted, Connor thought again how much he hated that phrase, "do your business," like the dog was a banker or something. Connor sighed. He had thought that same thought yesterday, when he was 10. He'd hoped being 11 would bring him new thoughts. So far, same old. Connor filled his lungs with cool, fresh air and looked down the long stretch of road to nowhere. In the pre-dawn light, the frost on the stubble and dead weeds made this abandoned area look like the set of a gangster movie. It was a perfect spot to dump a body. The leash started to jiggle. Connor looked down. Bentley was on his back, away from his business, and wriggling, wriggling, wriggling in the frosty grass. The dog had never done that before. "Wow," said Connor. "Maybe there's more to you than being scared." Bentley stopped wriggling and stared up at the bluing sky, belly to the air. Slowly, slowly, Connor knelt down and ran his fingers in the soft hair of Bentley's chest. Bentley stretched his head back, exposing his throat, then curled his paws over Connor's hand, like he was praying. They stayed like that for a long minute. Then a bird chirped somewhere. That was all it took to startle Bentley back to his feet. Connor was about to take the dog home. Then he had a thought. He wasn't supposed to go any farther down the abandoned road than the patch of weeds Bentley used. He was not supposed to go exploring. "We don't know what's down there," his mother said. It was the silliest reason ever not to explore someplace, but 10-year-old Connor had accepted it. 11-year-old Connor was ready for something new. He looked back at his street. He couldn't see his house from where he was, and no one was awake in there to see him anyway. "Come on, Bentley, let's go." Usually, Bentley shook at the slightest sound and put the brakes on every two steps like he was being taken to his execution. But on this quiet morning, in this quiet place, with no cars or other people to frighten him, Bentley trotted beside Connor like a regular dog. Feeling each one of his 11 years as he moved into unknown territory, with no adult to supervise and criticize, Connor walked with his head high. He was not the first person to have traveled this road. He spied a rusty beer can and an empty rum bottle beside a flattened, faded firecracker box. He saw 3 car tires, 6 unmatched socks, and a lawn flamingo without a head. Connor could see that the road looped around in a big oval. In the middle of the oval were weeds, young trees, and orange-painted sticks to show where the houses would go. One side of the oval backed onto a forest. As Connor and Bentley rounded the bend, a deer stepped out of the weeds and onto the road. It stopped and looked at them calmly. Dog and boy stayed absolutely still. Connor glanced down. Bentley was staring intently up at the deer, but he was not